church, and before he went to sea, he told me to be sure and answer no to all you said to me. No, sir, 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 no. If when walking in the garden, plucking flowers all wet with dew, tell me, would you be offended if I walk and talk with you? No, sir, 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 no. If when walking in the garden, I should ask you to be mine and should tell you that I love you, could you then my heart decline? No, sir.
Is not going to sing with me. He's going to sing in the last song. But this song is one that he particularly requested me to do for you because he thought you would enjoy it. A man whose name was Johnny Sands had married Betty Haig, and though she brought him gold and lands, she proved a terrible plague. For oh, she was a scolding wife full of caprice and whim. He said that he was tired of life, and she was tired of him, and she was tired of him, and she was tired of him. Said he, then I will drown myself, the river runs below. Said she, pray do, you silly elf, I wished it long ago. Said he, upon the brink I'll stand, do you run down the hill and push me in with all your might. Said she, my love, I will. Said she, my love, I will. Said she, my love, I will. For fear that I should courage lack and try to save my life, pray tie my hands behind my back, I will, replied his wife. She tied them fast, as you may think, and when securely done, now stand, said she, upon the brink, and I'll prepare to run, and I'll prepare to run, and I'll prepare to run. All down the hill his loving wife then ran with all her force. To push him in, he stepped aside, and she fell in, of course. Then splashing, dashing like a fish, oh, save me, Johnny Sands. I can't, my dear, though much I'd wish. For you have tied my hands, for you have tied my hands, for you have tied my hands. This is a song that everybody knows, I'm sure, but we like to sing it together. I wished I was an apple a-hanging to a tree, and every time my sweetheart passed, he'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Oh, get along home, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime. I wished I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the gals to my coattail, and down the road I'd go.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy.
Oh, get along home, Cindy,
I'll marry you sometime.
Cindy's got religion, she had it once before, but when she heard my banjo, she was the first one on the floor.
along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. I'll get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
She took me in the parlor. She cooled me with her fan. She said I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. I'll get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
She come and sat beside me. She called me Sugar Plum. She throwed her arms around me, and I thought my time had come.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. I'll get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime.
They aren't a legend after all. Let's give them another hand.
Thank you. It's really an honor, folks. After my age, I could say there's 104, but I'm not. You know, sometimes you feel like it, but I take off some, I'm just about 40. But when I start to play this violin that's been laying away for 55 years, why, that's something. But she got on one foot right behind me and says, come on, come on. So I don't know what I'm going to play for you. Maybe some old folk songs, maybe this and that, huh? If you like it. You know, way back in 1776, our man George Washington, you know, they had a little song back there that went like this. Remember that? I remember that long ago, there was one of those verses said, and there was General Washington upon a snow-white charger. Some said he looked as big as all outdoors. Some thought he was much larger.
Tanah